With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A Democrat New York judge orders the former president and his companies to pay $355 million in penalties for what the judge described as an exaggeration of wealth. Mr. Trump's lawyers say they will appeal the ruling. Alina Habba said this verdict is a manifest injustice, plain and simple. She went on to say the ruling is the culmination of a multi-year politically fueled witch hunt that was designed to take down Donald Trump. Also at SRNNews.com, former Senator Jim Talent says he's been impressed by how well Israel has been able to carry out its offensive in Gaza, facing a well-dug-in, determined urban foe.
I wouldn't have said before this that any army was better at urban warfare than our army. But I got to tell you, I mean, the Israelis are really showing people how to do this properly.
Tell Salem Radio Network, many Western liberals, including those in the Biden administration, don't seem to understand Israel must not only fight, but win in Gaza for its citizens to live in peace. A Northern California judge is under investigation by a state agency for alleged ethical violations.
Allegations include making anti-Semitic remarks when addressing a deputy public defender, failing to recuse himself from cases involving attorneys and other people he socialized with, sexually harassing women he socialized with, and others. The Humboldt County Superior Court judge is charged with 19 ethical violations by the California Commission on Judicial Performance. The judge has until February 22nd to respond to the commission. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Harvard University is subpoenaed by a U.S. House committee for withholding documents related to an anti-Semitism investigation. This is SRN News. Greece has become the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize gay marriage. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Ναι, 176. Όχι.
Despite opposition from church officials, a cross-party majority of 176 lawmakers in the 300-seat Greek parliament voted in favor of the same-sex civil marriage bill drafted by the prime minister's center-right government. The new law recognizes parental rights for same-sex couples, but will not allow gay men to acquire biological children by using surrogate mothers in Greece, an option currently available to women who can't have children for health reasons.
Well, the main opposition to the gay marriage law has come from the powerful Greek Orthodox Church. Clergymen warned of the effect of legislation and what it will have on traditional family values. Church supporters and conservative organizations staged a number of protests. This is SRN News. There's some exciting medical news.
A medication used to treat asthma can now be used to help people with food allergies avoid severe reactions. The FDA has approved a new use for Xolair. It's the first medication approved to reduce allergic reactions caused by accidental exposure to foods such as peanuts, cashews, milk products, and eggs. About 7 million people in the U.S. have the type of food allergies that can cause rapid, serious symptoms. Xolair is an injection taken every 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the patient. John Scott reporting.
New Hampshire lawmakers approved Governor Chris Sununu's request to send 15 National Guard volunteers to the Texas border with Mexico. Sununu called fentanyl the state's most serious health crisis. He recently traveled to Eagle Pass, Texas, to support Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has been in a standoff with the Biden administration. More details at SRNNews.com.